control, searching for the depth of my own soul. I bleed but far beneath, my cover keeps the red from the Alien Podcast, with your hosts Paul Mano and Matt McAfee, The Roswell Connection to 1897, Episode 4.
This week was it the 71st anniversary of Roswell?
Yes, I believe it was.
And I saw on television that they had opened the Brazel Ranch for the first time in ever. They were allowing tours of it, and I think that lasts until tomorrow.
I know that the Roswell UFO Festival is going on this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But they were allowing people out to actually go out and see and photograph the alleged crash site. I shouldn't say alleged because I believe it happened. So,
dude, our government has admitted they have acquired metal from vehicles. That's what I tell everybody. You don't realize that in the year 2017, we had fucking disclosure. They told us, yeah, there's UFOs out there. We know it. We've got metal from them. And everybody's kind of blew it off. Everybody was too busy being pissed off at the president or being pissed off at the people who were pissed off at the president that they didn't even realize that. And it's like, Jesus Christ, one of the most significant things to ever happen in all of humanity just happened, and nobody paid attention to it.
Right. You know, that's what they say. People can't shut up long enough to hear what's being said. Too many people like to hear themselves talk. So,
I happen to be one of those people, I guess.
Yeah. I like to talk, but I'm not really so sure I like the sound of what I say. So,
I know you and I have said before that Roswell was something that we were not going to discuss on the podcast very often or get into a whole lot of detail because it seems to really, for lack of a better term, it's a dead horse that just keeps getting whipped.
But, you know, we've never actually come out and give our opinion on it. And, you know, had it not been the anniversary of it, chances are we'd probably be talking about something else anyway. But, I mean, with it being the anniversary, yeah, okay, I'll give it its due.
So what is your opinion of Roswell?
My opinion of it's something that did happen because I think the Air Force got it right when they, you know, with the first news publication of it in the paper when they said it was, you know, a flying saucer.
Right.
And then by the time they realized what they were doing and that sort of thing shouldn't be brought out.
Right.
Then they changed it. I'm not sure. I don't think that Majestic 12 was in yet on before that, or if it came in after that. I think it was after that.
Right, it sure was.
Because I think after they came in, the military, they had a policy for dealing with things, and there wasn't anything that was kind of left to chance like this one was.
I think that Roswell was the closing doors.
Yeah.
From the military. I almost said Air Force there, but of course the Air Force was not yet in existence.
Well, the Army Air Force was, but...
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right with that. I think it was, you know, that it's what prompted the government to figure out, you know, we need to figure out what we're going to say and how we're going to be consistent with all of this. Because if this stuff's going to happen, we need to know how to deal with it and how to lie to the people to tell them that there's basically nothing to worry about here. Even back then, I don't think the people would have had that much problem with it. I mean, you figure they'd just been through two world wars, basically, and now they're learning to hate the Russians. So I think the people back then could have pretty much dealt with just about anything that happened. So,
right.
The government putting up a front and lying about it and everything else, I think it was kind of out of place, but didn't need to happen.
No. You know, there were some interesting things that I think that are not discussed very much at all in the telling of the Roswell incident, and it was some pretty, I think, damning evidence against the government. The whole weather balloon thing is dumb as swamp gas or weather inversions or any of that crap. If you believe that it was a weather balloon or part of Project Mogul, please take a look at history. I'm going to refrain myself when I say that, because there is no fucking way that that was a weather balloon. There is no way. And there is one telling sign which almost proved, if everybody would indulge me for just a couple of minutes here, I can pretty much explain what I mean. Hopefully everybody will understand it whenever I get done. The thing that everybody forgets is, number one, this happened in Roswell. As Paul alluded to, the Army Air Force was there. When we talk about the Army Air Force there, we're not talking about just any division of the Army Air Force. We're talking the Roswell Army Air Force. These are the guys who were responsible for dropping the nukes. They had access to the nuclear weapons. They were the most advanced group in the entire Army Air Force. So you're not talking about just a normal group of Army Air Force guys. They had access to all of that stuff. They're not a bunch of idiots that are going to walk out and confuse a damn weather balloon for a UFO. They're not going to make that mistake. But to me, the most telling part of that actually occurred 50 years before Roswell. It happened in a little town in North Texas named Aurora. And what happened in Aurora very much led to the events of everything that took place in Roswell. And I can tell you why. Because here in Fort Worth, not very far from my home, was the Army unit here. In 1897, when this airship, as it was called, crashed in the town of Aurora, the Army sent a gentleman up here to do some research into it. I believe he was a lieutenant. He was Lieutenant Weems. Came up here, and he described everything that happened in that situation. Weems then had other people from the Army come up here from Fort Worth, gather up the metal, and take it back to Fort Worth. And the thing that everybody misses about Roswell was, when that happened, here you have the most advanced unit in the entire Army Air Force right there in Roswell. Who did they call when that happened? They called Fort Worth Division. The exact same people that were called up to the town of Aurora to do the inspection in 1897, they called the guys here in Fort Worth. Why? Because they were the only people in the country who had to deal with this before. It's a simple matter of compartmentalization within our government. You don't just do something because it's there. If you need something done, you're going to call in the only people who have experience with it, and that was the guys in Fort Worth. I know everybody's going to say, well, everybody in Fort Worth would have been gone by then. But guess what? They were still protecting the military secrets until 1947, when this happened in Roswell. So therefore, when it happened in Roswell, you call in the guys that have got experience dealing with it. They go up to Roswell. They bring the wreckage where to? Right back to Fort Worth, put it together with what was there already from Aurora, and then they fly the whole thing out to Ohio. Plain and simple. That is the most telling and damning evidence that there is, really. The government can sit there and they can try to lie or anything else and say, no, it was a weather balloon. Well, if it was a weather balloon, you're going to tell me that those guys at Roswell were too stupid to realize that it was a weather balloon to begin with. But not only were they too stupid, they called in the only people who had experience in dealing with a UFO before. And they're the ones who say, no, it's just a weather balloon. They gather all the stuff, bring it back here to Fort Worth. Why would they bring a weather balloon several hundred miles back to Fort Worth? Does that make sense to anybody? No, it doesn't.
No.
That's really kind of my little rant about Roswell. It's the one piece of evidence that nobody really looks at, is the fact that the government called the Fort Worth unit they called them in. They were the only people who had the experience. Whichever branch he was, I'm sorry, I apologize to everybody. I had a screwdriver before we got on. So right now I'm not thinking very straight. But anyway, they called in the guys from Fort Worth, and the guys from Fort Worth were the ones that started the big lie about it being a weather balloon. Why? Because they had experience with it before.
Right. And even, you know, as far as the weather balloon goes, a lot of the debris that was found doesn't match up with the how big the weather balloons actually were.
There's a huge difference between Mylar and metal.
Right.
Huge difference.
I don't know how much Mylar there was back then at that point.
So like I've brought up before, even here in Aurora, the metal that has been discovered at the crash site in Aurora, they've said, oh, well, it's mainly aluminum. Let's think about how much there was back then. And it's the same thing in Roswell. They were made out of different materials. So I have to question, like you said, Paul, how much friggin' Mylar was there?
Probably not much. I don't remember seeing Mylar until the 80s myself.
No, that's not to say that the government wouldn't have that before.
No, they might.
It's one of those things that all the bullshit excuses that have come out with Roswell. I know that that's the reason why you and I have talked about it before, is because it's been beat down so much by people that Roswell is probably the most confusing aspect of all of ufology to people who have an interest in this, and of course they don't necessarily study it on a daily basis. It's very confusing because you have so many witnesses that saw the metal, and really you have one asshole in the military that says, no, that's a weather balloon, and everybody believes him. That makes no sense.
Yeah, but they do. I've never actually met anybody that believes in the weather balloon thing, or, you know, finding dummies at the crash site or any of that.
I've got to love the whole Project Mogul thing, the whole idea of the dummies in there.
Right.
It's amazing how the timeline of that has been on sort of a slider effect. At one time, the government said, yeah, we started Project Mogul in the early 50s, and then they said, oh, shit, that doesn't fit with our story that we gave everybody at Roswell. So we're going to slide that back a couple of years. And now none of it even took place during the 1950s. It was all 1947 to 49, I believe it was. It's all just so much backpedaling, I think.
Yeah. Well, the government does do a lot of that because it doesn't know how to handle everything. It doesn't know how to, it's got to perpetrate its lies.
I know a lot of people have brought up the fact, they say, well, Roswell happened 71 years ago. How could the government possibly keep that so quiet? Neil deGrasse Tyson, when he's out parodying, he likes to bring up the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing. And he said, well, that should have been the biggest secret in the White House, and yet that got leaked out. If there was anything that you would think would be private, it would be the president's private. When you take a look at the UFO investigations, or all of the UFO phenomenon is handled by the government, it goes back to the shell game that I talked about before with Project Grudge and Project Sign and all of this other stuff, how they keep shifting those around. They simply give it every couple of years, they give it a different name and they continue with the investigations. It's very easy to say, we discontinued that program in the 1970s. However, they're not finishing that sentence. They should be saying, we discontinued that program in the 1970s, but we started another one up right away. You're never going to hear that part.
Right.
It's the exact same thing here. With Roswell, you have probably 50 different departments, if not more, within the government that are all working on this. It is a need-to-know basis. Everybody is kept in such confusion, nobody really knows what the hell is going on. So no, nobody can possibly come out and say, sure, I can confirm that we're doing this, or I can confirm that we're doing that. They can't do it. You've had people like Bob Lazar come out of Area 51 and the things that he's talked about at Area 51, his efforts to reverse engineer a UFO. And he even said that you had one thing that you were working on, and the guy right next to you might be working on something completely different. The two of them wouldn't even know what each other were working on. So if you got two people standing next to each other that don't know what each other are working on, how many different layers of that are there?
But that's typical.
Since they operate that way, we can't get a straight answer out of them.
I don't think there is such a straight answer with them. So whether there is
right.
one, you won't get it out of them, but I don't think they even exist anymore. I think that they've gotten so twisted with everything that they do that I don't think they know how to tell the truth anymore.
It's pretty bad that 71 years ago they told us, no, that's a balloon. That's not a UFO. It's a balloon. And then last year, they come out and they say, no, it really wasn't a balloon. We've got parts of crafts. We were able to obtain different metals from these crafts. We've got this footage, and we've got that footage, and we've got a black project budget, which is being funneled into these groups that are out there studying UFOs. They basically admitted, yeah, we've been lying. Yeah, we've got evidence. But nobody paid attention. Everybody would still go right back to arguing about Roswell. Everybody is saying, oh, well, shit, that wasn't a weather balloon, or it was a weather balloon, all of this other stuff. And it's like, well, time out. Quit arguing about shit from 71 years ago. Talk about things that happened last year. Talk about how the government admitted they have all of this. It's really that easy.
Yeah, you know, for the government to think that they're going to pull anything over the people's eyes nowadays, I mean, people are too well connected now to, although at the same time, too many people also have their faces in their phones to where they, okay, good enough for me.
And that's one of the things that I brought up before. I hear a lot of debunkers or non-believers that all mention the same thing. Well, you know, everybody has an HD camera in their pocket now.
Yep.
Why don't we have HD footage? Why don't we have 4K footage? There's more cameras on the planet right now than at any other time. Yes, but it's also the first time in human history that people have walked around with a computer in their pocket. People do not have their heads pointed up at the sky.
And at their phone.
If you could figure out a way to silence a 747, people wouldn't even see them. They could fly 100 feet over the person's head. They're never going to hear. People have got their heads buried in those phones. They're never going to lift their head up unless it's something which kind of startles them away from that phone.
And even then, it's going to take an awful lot to do that. There could be reasons why the sides are on the down, you know, but a lot of it, I think, is just because people just aren't looking anymore. Is that a way that the government has come around to figure out that, you know, we'll have people will be looking at their phones all the time now. They're never going to see any. And plus, people nowadays are so worried about their social media that they're not even aware of a lot of the stuff that goes on around them.
I realize I keep going back to this, but we had disclosure, at least a partial disclosure from our government last year. Everybody went, meh, and it went right back to Facebook. That was the few people that even heard that. I've talked to several people since then that may or may not have seen those videos that came out, but most of them never even heard that the government said, yeah, we've got material from crashes. It's like, wait a minute. Why the hell wasn't that at the top of the news every hour on the hour to tell people, yeah, by the way, we've kind of been lying to you. I think tomorrow President Trump could come out and say, our government's been lying to the American people for the past 71 years. There was a UFO that crashed at Roswell. I'm here to tell you that it's all true. We're dealing with, I don't care if he says, we've got reptilians on the planet. There's an Illuminati. There's going to be UFO land here tomorrow. I'm going to have lunch with a Gorgakian ambassador. And nobody would give a shit. Everybody would go right back to Facebook.
Probably.
Very few would even be talking about it on Facebook. It would take the geeks like you and I to be talking about it.
Well, I wouldn't be talking about it on Facebook. because in this day and age, anything you put on there gets taken the wrong way, or people think there's something wrong with you or whatever. You know what? Yeah, there is something wrong with me, but I don't need you to tell me what it is.
Real quick here, speaking of Facebook, something I have to bring up, I would like to thank everybody for. It seems that we've recently been gaining in popularity in Sweden. And I would just like to, number one, say thank you to everybody and hello from the United States. Second of all, I would like to say, even though I am a fan of England, I was very sorry to see you guys eliminated. I'm sorry if that's a sore spot with you guys.
I wasn't sorry.
Paul is always an England fan.
I don't care, you know. I wasn't sorry.
I, on the other hand, am a huge fan of Germany, and hello to everybody in Germany that's also been listening to us. But I'm a huge fan of Germany. However, if and when Germany is eliminated, I usually go right back to becoming an England fan as well. I love the English football just as much, but I must say the entire World Cup is just, it's a great show every 4 years. I just wanted to say hello to everybody all around the world, but especially everybody in Sweden. Thank you very much for tuning in, and everybody in Germany as well. I'm sure that somewhere over there, I still have some family that live in Germany, so hello to them as well.
To find out more about the show, or promptly send your death threats, or for your free, no-obligation anal probe, please visit alienpodcast.net.